Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 15th, 2023, start of a brand new week of insanity here. It's a very, very busy news day. A lot of stuff is breaking, been happening over the weekend. And we're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, opinions, and what have you. Julie is in our control room today taking care of business. And let's get right on into it. Today is Nakba Day. 75 years ago on this day was when the Palestinians were driven from the part of the world that is now called Israel. And every year the Palestinians remember this. Nakba, if I recall correctly, means catastrophe, and it certainly has been for the Palestinian people. All right. Pardon me. Let's get into the politics here. Now, the Biden family got $1 million from Romania at the same time Joe was vowing to clean up corruption. And the influence-peddling probe into this $10 million in foreign cash reveals Hunter Biden set up 15 companies after his dad became vice president. And apparently some of the money came from China, some came from Romania, and probably money was coming from places that still have not been discovered yet. So last Wednesday, pardon me, House Oversight Committee Republicans led by Chairman James Comer released a second records memorandum that expanded on information it received from subpoena returns as the committee continues its investigation into the Biden family business practices. And as we reported last week, the traditional corporate media is absolutely trying to ignore this story. They're going on real big about, you know, this former Marine Penny and what a bad person he is for protecting white people from black people and so forth. And what's really kind of interesting, Representative Byron Donalds, who's from Florida, tried to do it, basically get this stuff out there and say, you guys in the corporate media need to look at this. You know, all the information is there. You don't need to go digging like Woodward and Bernstein did. This is Pulitzer level stuff right here. And the media basically just said, oh, no, there's nothing there. And the New Republic ran a story saying Republicans finally admit they have no incriminating evidence on Joe Biden, which is a flat out lie. If you watched the press conference last Wednesday, Washington Post had a story saying exactly the same thing. And, you know, the media is in total lockstep with the liberal government. They have been ever since the Hunter Biden laptop story. It's just amazing, you know, what a propaganda wall has been erected around all the corruption in Washington, D.C. Now, pardon me. Last January, Congress requested the visitor logs from Joe Biden's Delaware home. And these are public documents, so there's no grounds to classify them. But the Secret Service is simply refusing to hand them over. Now, Joe Biden has spent 40% of his presidency there. He's had a lot of meetings there, but apparently they just don't want to share that information. And this is coming up on the same level as the FBI now refusing subpoenas from Congress. The oversight rules are simply being abandoned at this point. It's ugly. Now, there's a lot of whistleblowers out there right now. And there was a story that was kind of circulating. James Comer was on Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning features yesterday and said that one of the informants in the Biden crime family story has gone missing, and the FBI is completely uninterested in opening an investigation. Well, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has updated the story, saying the whistleblower is not missing, but they are concerned for their well-being, and they're currently hiding out, but will be available when it's their time to blow the whistle at the congressional investigation. Meanwhile, Mike Morrell is still trying to clean up that letter that was used to secure Biden's 2020 win. This is the one where they said, oh, the stuff on that laptop, it's all, it looks like Russian disinformation. They got 51 intelligence experts, including five former CIA directors, to sign this letter. And it was a flat out lie, which coming from spies is really not all that surprising here. Okay, now, Joe Biden was speaking to this graduating class from a black university and was railing on about, you know, we've got to unite against white supremacy. And unfortunately, an old video just surfaced because it turns out Joe Biden was a good friend of Senator Robert Byrd and gave the eulogy at his funeral. Why is this embarrassing? Because Robert Byrd was in the KKK. He was a very high official. And yeah, so it's a little moment of embarrassment for Joe Biden. Or maybe he just forgot that he used to be good friends with the KKK. And you need to remember, the Democrats founded the KKK after the Civil War. Excuse me, I don't know why I've got a frog in my throat today. Anyway, Texas GOP Representative Ronnie Jackson spearheaded a letter signed by 61 House Republicans demanding that Joe Biden drop out of the 2024 presidential race unless he takes a cognitive abilities test. And Jackson is a former White House doctor. He and his fellow Republicans wrote they were concerned about Biden's cognitive ability. And yeah, I guess we all are. This is a very critical time in our nation's history. And the guy at the top just seems a few French fries short of a Happy Meal. Anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is seeing a stunning rise in the polls. Right now, he is almost tied with Joe Biden himself. And so this is coming from Rasmussen Reports. And maybe they lean a little bit to the right, but it is looking like Robert Kennedy is getting a lot more credibility than Joe Biden is right now. And apparently, well-known conservative activist D.C. Drano shared a post of the results on Twitter, along with a remark that seemingly suggests members of the legacy media are underestimating Kennedy's influence. They're not going to want him in there either. Now, let's get back to the student loan bailout situation. House Republicans are questioning Education Secretary Miguel Cardona over the potential for waste and fraud in aspects of the Education Department's student loan repayment plan. Okay, and it seems like every government program out there is subject to waste and fraud. And we're just expected to smile and say, sure, take my money. Now, a little bit of good news for those who were concerned about this Covenant School shooting with the transgender who wrote a manifesto and then went in and shot up a bunch of people. Well, finally, Nashville city attorneys have been forced to give an unredacted copy of the manifesto to a county judge for review following several lawsuits demanding its public release. And attorneys representing the city submitted two versions of the manifesto, the original unredacted copy and a proposed redacted duplicate, to the Davidson County Chancellor's Chambers for review ahead of a public hearing about releasing the writings scheduled for June 8th. There was clearly something in there that the liberals do not want out there. Okay. Let's get to John Durham. Now, everyone's saying, oh, the investigation just went on and went on. It was a whitewash. Nothing's ever going to come of it. Actually, today he released his final report. Now, it was supposed to be released in the spring of 2020, you know, ahead of that year's elections. But like the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, it just kind of got delayed until it was really too late to have any kind of an influence. but his final report is actually rather damaging. He declared that the FBI had absolutely no verified intelligence or evidence when they opened up the Crossfire Hurricane probe of Donald Trump's campaign in the summer of 2016. and neither U.S. law enforcement nor the intelligence community appear to have possessed any actual evidence of collusion with Russia. Meanwhile, of course, Hillary Clinton was doing that Uranium One deal, and Russia was pouring money into the Clinton Foundation here. Now, according to the Durham report, the plan by Hillary Clinton to create a false story linking Donald Trump to Russia was briefed in August of 2016 by CIA Director John Brennan to President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and FBI Director Comey. They all knew it was a hoax. It was a lie foisted on you. Okay. Now, there was an interesting article over at Zero Hedge called "The Elite's Lies Meant to Deliver Us from Reality." And it says, why are we seeing all this craziness that's going on? Okay, we've got Alvin Bragg, who barely won his election district attorney, mostly because George Soros gave him a bunch of money. And, you know, he's indicting Donald Trump for misdemeanors. And now he's charging former Marine Daniel Penny with manslaughter because he intervened to stop Jordan Neely, a homeless career criminal, from attacking fellow passengers on the subway. And the answer is simply because he can. People are doing these things simply because they can. And basically, totalitarian movements often start slowly, almost timidly, just seeing what they can get away with. But as they gain power, they become brazen. And after a certain point, they do outrageous things just to intimidate the public and demonstrate their power. Okay, now getting on back to Daniel Penny, his legal defense fund is now over $2 million. So he is going to have good legal representation. And, you know, anything that he doesn't spend on his legal costs is going to be donated to charity. And that might actually turn out to be a fair amount of money, because there's all kinds of laws in New York about, you know, defending yourself. And 2 years ago, the wife of New York City's then mayor told residents to stand up for fellow New Yorkers to stop street harassment, including by physically intervening, which is what New York has arrested Marine Daniel Penny for. Of course, he's out on bail. And, you know, but again, it's outrageous. It's like this attitude of, you know, the whites cannot defend themselves against blacks anymore. We're seeing that all over the country here. All righty. Now then, getting on back to the FBI and the DHS, they're declaring everybody a potential domestic terrorist threat. The new one now is vegan activists, people who don't want to eat meat. And apparently, if you adopt a vegan lifestyle about learning in factory farming and some of the stuff that's put into food, you get put on a list, and the Department of Homeland Security is saying you are following a path of potential radicalization. And I guess the idea is, you know, by saying that everybody is a potential suspect, we're all open to more surveillance than we're already dealing with right now. All righty. Now, a New York federal judge has warned J.P. Morgan Chase he might find the bank in contempt of court if it does not speed up in producing evidence related to sexual offender and money manager Jeffrey Epstein's for lawsuits by an Epstein accuser and the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Judge Jed Rakoff suggested that J.P. Morgan are basically slow walking the evidence. They don't, you know, they don't want to make things worse than it was. But, you know, the lawsuits are pending, and there's a lot of very influential people who don't want that information to go public. Okay. All right. Interesting story. This is coming out of Zero Hedge. Polls are showing right now that most people believe life in America is worse than it was 50 years ago. Okay, and yeah, If we went back to 1973, I mean, yeah, we'd miss the internet. Well, actually, the internet was already starting to cook around in the mid-70s. It was called ARPANET back then. But, over the last 50 years, and especially the last decade, we're seeing this cultural revolution trying to erase us, erase our culture, erase our history, turn us upside down. It's very, very uncomfortable. Okay, now over in Minneapolis, the Democrats were having a nominating convention for local offices, and apparently backers of two of the suggested candidates got into a fist fight. You know, more than 40 people just started throwing punches. Two people were injured, and but remember, it's the conservatives who are the violent ones here. All right, let's talk about election fraud here. It's starting this week. They're already getting ready to do, they started hearing oral arguments last Friday. And Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson is considering a motion to dismiss filed by the defendants and a 263-page motion for relief from judgment filed by Carrie Lake's attorneys, urging the court to bring back her second count regarding illegal BOD printer tabulation configurations, which Thompson had previously dismissed. And the Arizona Supreme Court ordered him to reconsider the issue of signature verification problems. Now, remember, we actually had somebody come out in West Virginia last week, I think it was, and say, yes, the election of 2022 was fraudulent, at least in this state. And if Carrie Lake wins her lawsuit and somebody finally stands up and says, yeah, there's election fraud, it's going to get really wild. Okay. And meanwhile, over in, this is New Jersey. Yeah. James Devine, a Democratic campaign strategist, has been charged with election fraud by New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin, who accused Devine of sending over 1,900 fraudulent ballots to help Lisa McCormick secure a spot in the 2021 gubernatorial primary. According to reports, Devine, who was the campaign manager for McCormick in 2021, allegedly sent fake voter certifications to the New Jersey Secretary of State's Division of Elections through email in April of that year. Now, Platkin stated that the New Jersey State Committee contested Devine's submission of the fake ballots, pointing out that all the ballots seemed to have the same handwriting on them and that one of the named voters was actually dead. So, all righty, coming up on a commercial break here and talking about COVID, there's an article at Zero Hedge again. The headline really says it all, a colossal failure around the world. Okay, and the COVID-19 vaccines and the new bivalents are alarmingly and irredeemably safe as well as ineffective for the advertised purposes, which makes you wonder if they have another purpose. And so, we've been seeing that, and still they're pushing them out there, to try and make as much money as they can. Now, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla was recently asked about a Reuters reporter whether he blamed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others for the rising vaccine skepticism that has led many across the globe to refuse the COVID vaccine. And Bourla said, oh, yes, it's all Robert Kennedy's fault, and that rejecting the Pfizer vaccine is rejecting science itself. You know, he's just thinking about the stockholders and keeping them happy and making lots and lots of money. All righty. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Texas this week ordered the FDA to make public data it relied on to license the COVID-19 vaccines, Moderna's for adults and Pfizer's for children, at an accelerated rate. The vaccine company said it would take 23 and a half years. The judge says, no, you got 2 years to provide this information. We see this anytime that there's a bad product. Oh, it's going to take us 75 years to get this information out. And no, it doesn't. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
There is another street drug warning, and the street name is Trank, and it's apparently taking over streets in cities all across America. And the problem with it is if you use it too much, your skin starts to literally rot, okay? It's very addictive. And it's very often mixed with heroin and fentanyl. The actual name of the drug is xylazine. And the problem with is it's actually legal. It's a veterinary tranquilizer approved in the U.S. for cows and horses, and it's now flooding the illicit U.S. drug markets, with dealers often cutting it with cocaine and heroin, but most often fentanyl. And this is really, really nasty stuff. The fentanyl is killing tens of thousands of Americans every single year. But again, the L.A. County Sheriff's officials are saying it's technically legal. They can't do a thing about it. Now, there's another natural herb. It's currently on the United States Schedule I Controlled Substances list, along with cannabis and peyote. And it's called Ibogaine, and it's helping people overcome the damage caused to them by pharmaceutical drugs. of which we have all suffered one way or the other. And ibogaine, which comes from a powerful Gabonese plant, is a natural substance that people with drug addiction are turning to for help, but it's only legally available outside the United States in places like Mexico, where patients with opioid addiction, as one example, are finding relief. Well, given what the Sackler family and Purdue did to our culture, maybe they ought to think about legalizing it on a prescription basis to help people. All right, let's talk about the international news here. Things are really popping, literally, over there in Ukraine. And over the weekend, Russian missiles hit this Ukrainian ammunition depot in, I actually cannot pronounce the city, but it was a massive explosion. It's been all over social media. Originally, they said it was $500 million worth of weapons stockpiled for Ukraine's counteroffensive. Now that's been raised, and they said $2.2 billion with a B went up in that huge explosion. And, you know, it could be seen and heard for miles and miles and miles. And the really bad news is those depleted uranium tank shells that Britain sent for the Challenger tanks, they got caught in the explosion as well. They burned up. And guess what? That whole area is now radioactive. It is so radioactive that Ukraine had to use robots to try and fight the ammo dump fire. And there are photographs of the robots going in there. And apparently the uranium dust is so prevalent. The human firefighters, just they don't get into the scene. It's going to be a really mess to clean up. And you know, Russia said, don't send those depleted uranium shells. We will take action. And apparently they did. And so it's a huge, huge mess. Now they're trying to say, oh, it was just a fuel dump. But if you actually see the video, there's clearly a shockwave coming out from the explosion. And that's something that you don't get with just burning gasoline. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said Ukrainian forces have already used the British-supplied long-range Storm Shadow missiles in attacks on the Russian-controlled Donbass city of Luhansk. And this claim from Moscow came just a few days after British Defense Minister Ben Wallace began shipping the Storm Shadows, which have a range of about 155 miles. So the Russian Defense Ministry said Ukraine launched the missiles on Friday, and they hit civilian targets, including a meat processing plant in Luhansk. Moscow also said homes were damaged. Several people were wounded, including six children. Now, when the United Kingdom sent the missiles, they were saying these are only to be used against military targets. Well, it didn't really work out that way. Meanwhile, Zelensky is on a visit to Germany. And he wants to lift all restrictions on weapon supplies to Kiev. So just give me whatever I need. Give me a nuclear bomb for, you know, so forth and so on. Meanwhile, Russia has struck back with another massed suicide kamikaze drone attack. And they're reporting having killed 700 Ukrainian troops. And here we see Zelensky revealing his true face. I'm sorry, I was reading the clock there. Zelensky is saying Ukraine will not hold any elections while martial law remains in force. Okay. Now, they were supposed to have parliamentary elections in October and an election for a new president next year. But it looks like Zelensky is going to use the war to say, well, we can't have, you know, elections here. The Constitution prohibits any elections during martial law. So Zelensky has a motive for keeping martial law in place. All righty. The United States is now accusing Russia of preparing to use chemical weapons in Ukraine. This was the same thing they said about Syria. It turned out to be a complete lie. Why this is false, I will explain when we come back from these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. And before the commercial break, we were talking about this little propaganda ploy coming out of the U.S. government to say Russian forces are preparing to use chemical weapons of mass destruction, selling the case for greater NATO military intervention, because by now it's obvious Zelensky and his own forces, even with all the weapons in the world, are not going to prevail in this conflict here. And this was the same scam they played on us when they went into Syria. Oh, Bashar al-Assad, he's got chemical weapons. He's gassing his own people. Why would he do something like that? I don't know, but take our word for it. He's gassing his own people, and we've got to do something about it. Blah, 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 blah. So, basically, the reason this does not work is that the world pretty much got rid of chemical weapons a little while ago. Okay, now Russia, as a signatory to the international treaty known as the Chemical Weapons Convention, this goes back to 1997, the Russian Federation verifiably destroyed all of its arsenals of chemical weapons per its obligations. The complete decommissioning of these weapons by Russia in 2017 was verified by the Organization for the Prohibition on Chemical Weapons. the United States is the only major power that has not fully implemented the Chemical Weapons Convention and maintains stockpiles of these kinds of weapons. So if there's a chemical weapon attack in Ukraine, like the Nord Stream pipeline, it's probably going to be the United States. Meanwhile, over in the United Kingdom, their media is finally admitting that the shock and awe sanctions against Russia have pretty much failed at this point. But never one to give up. British troops are now joining 14,000 NATO troops running a war game near the Russian border. This is in Estonia where this is taking place. More than 140 platforms, including Mastiff, Jackal, and Coyote, have deployed to Estonia under the Light Dragoon Battle Group for Exercise Spring Storm. So everybody's out there having fun with their toys. Now, as I mentioned before, Zelensky is touring Europe, and he's currently in Germany. And Germany, to celebrate over the weekend, unveiled yet another weapons package worth almost $3 billion U.S. dollars for Ukraine. And all goodies. You want to know where the money is going? Well, there it is. Okay. Over in Turkey, they had an election over the weekend, and it came in awfully close to a tie. Because neither Erdogan or his challenger, Kemal, I can't pronounce that last name, I'm not even going to try, neither one of them reached the 50% mark, and so there's going to be a runoff election on May 28th, and we'll see what happens on that. Finally, a little bit of good news in Palestine, Gaza. There's finally agreeing to a ceasefire. And I guess Israel, you know, started hearing the outrage from around the world about this. All righty. Back on May 8th, Joe Biden signed a new one-year extension for the national emergency declared concerning Syria just one day after the Arab League approved Damascus reentry to the bloc, despite Washington's objections. And the U.S. likes to keep countries isolated and separate. And now the rest of the world is realizing, you know, the U.S. really is not the great fearful enemy that it once was. I think Afghanistan kind of destroyed our reputation as a military force. So yesterday, White House officials confirmed that the crushing U.S. sanctions on Syria would continue to be enforced despite an ongoing push by the Arab world to normalize ties with the war-torn country. Remember what we said before? Because they can. Why are they doing this? Because they can. This next story, this is going to be significant, okay? Iran and Egypt are on track to restore diplomatic relations and reopen their respective embassies. And basically, President Ibrahim Raisi and his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, will meet in person in the near future. And so, yeah, this, I think, follows on where Egypt refused to block Russian air traffic through their airspace at the request of the White House. So, yeah, it does seem like our country is losing credibility and influence internationally. Meanwhile, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby announced a plan to expand America's military posture in the Middle East. They're basically going to boost their military presence in the Persian Gulf. And he says it's in response to the fact that Iran has hijacked or stolen a couple of ships. Now, in April, Washington seized the Suez Rajan, a tanker carrying Iranian oil to China. 5 days later, Iran confiscated a U.S.-bound Marshall Islands-flagged oil tanker, the Advantage Suite. And so they're playing tit-for-tat. There was another seizure by Iran, but that appeared to be a legal matter ordered by the Iranian courts. Now, there are a couple, we're seeing a divergence in opinions regarding China. Over at the Libertarian Institute, they're saying The ruling class in Washington is planning on using America's sons and daughters as cannon fodder to wage their long-awaited war against China. And Joe Biden, along with other de facto members of the military-industrial complex, including the Congress, have not made their plans a secret. Quite the contrary, they're bragging about it openly. And this push for war began during the Barack Obama administration. And war with China, even though Republicans obsess about it, it is the progressive Democrats' project led by Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, Kurt Campbell, Antony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, and Michelle Flournoy. So that's one view. Then there's another view in this article from Zero Hedge saying that U.S. and China tensions may be thawing because Washington is hearing our allies who are saying U.S. policies are too aggressive. You're being too much the bully. And so there are renewed meetings between senior American and Chinese officials, and maybe the tension between China could begin to thaw a little bit. And as everybody backs off, you know, trying to decide, you know, what the fate of Taiwan is going to be. Meanwhile, the Philippines have placed navigational buoys within its exclusive economic zone to assert sovereignty over the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. The step comes amid China's increasingly aggressive actions in the South China Sea as Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. pursues warmer ties with, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. pursues warmer ties with the United States. So the Philippine Coast Guard set up five buoys carrying the national flag, and areas within the 200-mile zone, including the Whitsun Reef, where hundreds of Chinese maritime vessels moored in 2021. So, little tensions there. The U.S. Army Chief of Staff General James McConville met with Indonesia's top defense officials on Friday to push for stronger security ties amid growing Chinese maritime activity in the Indo-Pacific region. So we're getting closer ties with Indonesia. We're basically lining up all the allies that we're going to need if we do go to war with China. There are too many people in this government who think war with China is going to be really good. Meanwhile, over there in New Guinea, the U.S. and Papua New Guinea have signed the Defense Cooperation Agreement. This will allow U.S. military access to Papua New Guinea ports and airports. Additional infrastructure will need to be built to accommodate the larger vessels. Over in Africa, Mali's interim military government has been accused by a United Nations human rights officer of executing 500 villagers, just shooting them down. And the transitional government is saying, no, you're lying about us. It never happened. It's based on a fictitious narrative and does not meet established international standards. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. All righty. Now to the economic news. And actually, a little bit of an update on the stock market here. Janet Yellen was interviewed by Bloomberg on Friday. And she was asked if she has confidence that no other regional or small banks will fail. And she said, I don't want to get into the situations of individual banks, which sounds like a non-denial denial. But she said, overall, the banking system is in good shape and banks are going to be able to survive this. I seem to recall that somebody was saying pretty much the same thing before the crash of 29. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But there's no question the economy is under stress. Now, over in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot caused a lot of problems. But it looks like Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson is going to be even more extreme. And he's already come on in and promising that he's going to be raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations because they've got to make up, you know, the money they're spending on illegal immigrants and things like that. And it's gotten to the point where major companies are threatening to simply leave Chicago, maybe even leave the state. And, this is going to be monetary flight. The higher that Democrats raise taxes, the more people who have money are going to be leaving. Now, out in California, Governor Newsom has announced that California's budget deficit is bigger than projected. Okay, imagine my shock. And Newsom unveiled a revised $306.5 billion budget proposal while announcing the state's budget deficit has grown to $31.5 billion. That's about $9 billion more than the $22.5 billion gap he projected in his initial January budget proposal. And so that may be the reason that Governor Newsom is pulling back from this whole reparations thing. They just don't have the money. And it's become a political firestorm. I saw a video on Twitter of this, gathering of people, and they were each, it was a hearing of some kind. And these black individuals kept coming to the microphone and saying basically the same thing. If we don't get a check from you, we're not voting for you in 2024. And so, yeah, it's a way to buy votes or to try and swindle votes out of the black population, because if you are one of these people who imagines you're descended from slaves, you're going to be very disappointed. They don't have the money, okay? They're going to make you all the promises in the world to get your vote, and you will be let down, much as we are all let down election after election after election after election. So, really, it's time to wake up and realize there's no such thing as a free lunch. Okay. Now, earlier today, Vice Media filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the Southern District of New York and is anticipated to be acquired by its creditors. The Brooklyn-based media company that once boasted a $5.7 billion valuation listed assets and liabilities between $500 million to $1 billion. And Vice Media announced the lender consortium, which includes the Fortress Investment Group, Soros Fund Management, and Monroe Capital, will purchase the media outlet for approximately $225 million in the form of a credit bid for substantially all the company's assets. And the rapid decline of Vice Media, once valued at $5.7 billion in 2017, serves as a cautionary tale for all news media outlets about going woke, because you will go broke, just like we're seeing Bud Light doing. And interestingly enough, it turns out that Miller Lite tested a commercial in March, and it was basically a very feminist take saying throughout history, women were brewing the beer, women were doing the work of making the beer, and how are we rewarded? We're putting bikinis on the cans and then the advertising, and we're going to tear all that down and turn it into compost so we can make better beer. And they had a URL on the video, which I actually went to check out, and now it redirects back to the top of the Miller Lite page, so it's pretty obvious that... Miller Lite saw what was happening with Bud Light and with Hershey's chocolate bars and pulled that one. So anyway, this one is getting a little bit weird here. The World Economic Forum wants equitable democratization of the stock market. And apparently they're leading with this comment, talent and intellect are equally distributed, opportunity is not. Well, actually, I'm sorry, talent and intellect are not equally distributed. But, you know, we should all have the opportunity to attempt to succeed rather than a guaranteed outcome thrust down our throat. But it all comes down to what is the World's Economic Forum's definition of fairness? And we don't really know what that means. All righty, over in Baltimore, there's this retail establishment, Doc's Smoke Shop. It's in the Highland Town neighborhood. And Jody Rosoff, the owner of it, is saying she has to shut down because the crime, you know, the Democrats are soft on crime. She's had two armed robberies in 6 months. That's it. She's giving up. And she's not alone. Companies are just fleeing these Democrat inner cities. I saw a map the other day of all the business closures in San Francisco. It's going to be a ghost town here. Now, remember Zimbabwe? They were the nation that put out these $100 trillion paper notes that were collector's items. And then they adopted the U.S. dollar. And now the U.S. dollar is fading, and Zimbabwe is concerned about that. So they are selling $14 million in gold-backed digital tokens. And, of course, this annoyed the IMF, which relies on debt to exercise control over countries around the world here. All right, let's talk about immigration. There's been a third load of immigrants dropped at Kamala Harris' home now. And there was a video of an overflowing Texas processing center. And let's see. There are 750 migrants in just one room. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about immigration, And we're talking about the surge coming through the border. And already we're starting to see the corporate media try and downplay just how many people are coming on through and say, oh, there's no chaos. There's no, well, you know, at the border, if you're not enforcing immigration law, yeah, there won't be chaos. They're just crowding on through here. But over in El Paso, there was some video shot at this processing center. There were 750 migrants, mostly of male, of military age, shoved into a room built for just 120. The entire processing center had a capacity of 1,000. 6,000 people were shoved in there. And it's insane. It is really insane. Now, we're looking at these massive court backlogs from this catch-and-release situation. And many of these immigration hearings are like 4 to 10 years out. Now, remember, the government is giving a free cell phone to all of these immigrants with the idea that they will use the GPS and the cell phone network to track these people and know where they are. Well, in 10 years, the cell phone's probably going to be dead. They're Galaxy 10s, which are already obsolete. And, you know, in 10 years' time, they could have a new identity and a new cell phone, and they will just have vanished into the interior of the country. This is really being terribly mishandled. Now, J.D. Vance is out there saying it's time for the Republicans to call out illegal immigration as economic warfare against working Americans. And Senator J.D. Vance was on Breitbart News, and he said, this is what we need to hammer away at. This is economic warfare against working and middle-class Americans, because you're going to have this flood of labor, and it's going to drive wages and salaries down, which the money junkies are all perfectly in favor of. And something else that's an aspect that they haven't really thought about, if you drive down wages and salaries, tax revenues drop. Oh, no, that's easy. We just raised the tax rates again. And Senator Ted Cruz is out there slamming the Biden administration, saying it is a full-on invasion at the border, and they want this to happen. This is by design. And, yeah, it's very obvious this is by design. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. Is this part of the New World Order? Are they really thinking that they're going to just mix us all together and we're all going to be, you know, singing kumbaya and hugging each other? It didn't work that way during the great immigration, with the Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. They came on through. They went into New York and they immediately formed their own little cultural areas, you know, Little Italy, Chinatown, so forth and so on. It's going to happen again. Now, New York City is dealing with the influx of illegal immigrants, and, of course, the border states are continuing to bus illegal immigrants up there. It's gotten so bad, Mayor Eric Adams has asked a judge to revisit the city's sanctuary city law. They're saying, we've changed our mind. We'll be back after station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.